Following is the President's speech at Sanderson, Texas, Saturday, December 25th, 1948.
Friends of Sanderson, Carroll County, and all of you from west of the Pecos, to those of you who have not had the privilege of meeting, I'd like you to know I'm Ken Regan, your representative in Congress for this district. It is my hope to have the privilege and pleasure of meeting all of you soon. I'm coming down this way in the near future, but at this time, it is my distinct honor to present your fellow townsmen, W.W. Senators, who will introduce our distinguished visitors this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Mr. Sellers, Senator Reagan, Governor Jesse, and fellow Democrats and Sanders. I appreciate very much the privilege of having a chance to meet the citizens of Texas. I started in El Paso this morning, and it looks like half of Texas are present in El Paso. But that was not the case, for at every other stop, the other half has been at each one of these other cities. And it looks now as if everybody in this neighborhood is here. I'm glad of that, because I want to meet you face to face and let you understand what I stand for. And then I want you to use your own good judgment for the welfare of the country. You are interested in livestock in this part of the world. You're interested in this Big Bend National Park. And you're interested in a great many other things that have to do with the welfare of the United States as a whole. There is a fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans believe in special privilege. They believe that a favored few ought to profit from the government, and that if anybody else gets anything, it'll gradually trickle down to them. The Democrats have a different viewpoint. They think that the government is of and for and by the people, and that the welfare of the whole people is much more important than the welfare of just a few. Now, in 1947, we had a national income of $217 billion. That's the greatest income any nation in the world ever had in the history of the world. And that $217 billion income was distributed in a manner that allowed the farmer and the stockman and the sheep raiser and the little merchant and the working man to get his fair share. And that meant an even distribution of the goods so that everybody had a few of the good things of life and nobody had a quarter on any of it. That's the policy of the Democratic Party. That policy has been inaugurated when Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected president in 1932. And that's been the policy of the Democratic administrations ever since that time. I want to continue that policy. The Republicans in the 80th Congress showed exactly how they were going to transact business for the welfare of the people. They want to transact it for the welfare of a few. There were more lobbies in Washington in this session of the 80th Congress than ever before in the history of the country. And there was more money spent there by the lobbyists than ever before in the history of the country. I've had the Attorney General, the Honorable Tom Clark, such as making an investigation of that situation. And he's found some very, very sad situations, which in the long run he'll work out for the benefit of the taxpayers, I hope. Now here, I want you to keep in mind that your welfare and the welfare of the nation is wrapped up in this campaign. I'm making a crusade in this country for the people. And if you'll support me, go to the polls on November the 2nd and vote a straight Democratic ticket. I think the country will be safe for another 4 years, and I won't be hurt by the housing shortage. I can still stay in the White House. Would you like to meet my family? Mrs. Truman. My daughter Margaret. Wasn't that nice?